From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Devil's Claw by J.A. Jantz, Book 8 in the Joanna Brady Mystery Series. Now let's begin with Devil's Claw, Prologue. The yellow school bus rumbled down the long dirt trail known as Middlemarch Road, throwing up a thick cloud of red dust that swirled high into the air behind it. Approaching a shotgun pellet-pocked curve sign, the bus slowed and then stopped beside a peeling blue mailbox sitting atop a crooked wooden post. Switching on the blinking red light, the driver, Agnes Hooper, waited until the trailing dust blew past before she opened the door to discharge her only remaining passenger. Moving slowly, Lucinda Ritter dragged her heavy backpack down the center aisle. Even though she had been alone on the bus for several miles, Lucy Ritter never left her designated spot in the very back row. That was the place where some of the older kids had decreed she sit 2 years earlier, when she had first enrolled in Elfrida High School, and that was where she remained to this day, in the back of the bus. To Agnes Hooper's personal knowledge, none of the other kids ever spoke to the scrawny, homely girl with her bone-thin arms and her thick, eye-shrinking glasses. Lucy had come to Elfrida's high school after attending grade school in Pierce, a tiny community just up the road, but she had evidently been just as friendless there. None of the other girls ever offered to share that lonely backseat spot with her or whispered silly secrets in her ear. No one ever offered her a bite of the afternoon snacks that sometimes found their forbidden way onto Agnes Hooper's supposedly food-free bus. It seemed to Agnes that the girl's stubborn silence...